All live in the now. All live in the now. And the now is the only time that anything can ever be. We can look for all sorts of possibilities. We look for all sorts of ideas of where we are and what we're doing. And we come up with only one solution. We come up with only one answer, and that is all is in the now. All is now. So we dream of the past. We dream of the future. We even dream of the present. And we find it so difficult to accomplish it because the past, the future, the present are only the now. They are only the now. They're only the caring about now, living in the now, and the being present in the now. And that's all that matters. Because if we attempt to live at any other time than now, we are failing miserably, because there is only now. You say, well, I have memories of the past, and I have expectations of the future, and yes, there's other time than now. No, there isn't. Because while you're thinking of the future, you're thinking of the now. While you're thinking of memories, you're thinking of them in the now. You're thinking of them at this moment, and that's the only thing that you're thinking. No matter what you want to say about it, that's the way it works. And that's the way you are. All is in the now. If we treat ourselves, train ourselves, and plan ourselves to live in the now, what will we do? What will we do? We'll come to the realization that there is nothing else but the now. There's nothing else but this moment. There's nothing else but thinking how we are doing it. So instead of having worries for the past or the future, instead of having anticipations for something that may be, we will find that we are doing it right now. The scientists are working on putting artificial intelligence into the minds and brains and thinking system of mankind. And they're trying to do it in some very interesting ways. But they're only doing it in the now. Each experience that they have is an experience where they're working on it in this moment, where they're working on it from this point of view. They're working on it from this realization. There's nothing else. There's nothing else that they can work on. And they're using their devices to listen to the brain. And then they're listening to the brain, and then they're putting input into the brain to make the brain respond with the artificial intelligence that they're working with. We talked about that one time, how Star Trek had a special room where people could go and put on these thermistors onto their forehead, and in an instant, they had a full college education. In an instant, they knew everything about whatever it was they wanted to know. In an instant, the universal knowledge of the world, the artificial intelligence of the universe, was theirs to experience. And now it's true, it's fiction. It's true, it's in the mind of some of these writers who may or may not have been scientists, but they certainly acted like it. But they came up with these beautiful thoughts, these beautiful concepts. And as they came up with these beautiful concepts, the beautiful concepts were real to them. The beautiful concepts were something that they were experiencing in their life right now. Right now, as I explain this to you, you are experiencing this too. You are using that artificial intelligence that's everywhere about us. Artificial because we have not yet touched it. We have not yet claimed it. We have not yet put it to work for ourselves in a beautiful, magnificent, wonderful way. And we can. We can do it, and we do it, and we are doing it all the time. Now, how are you going to handle something like that? How am I going to handle something like that? Well, it already exists. It already is in the here and now. It already is something that we are using and utilizing. But the scientists are making us aware of what it is that we're using. We have the infinite knowledge of the universe, the infinite intelligence, the infinite wisdom, the infinite science of all in us right now. And what the scientists are attempting to do is to make us aware that we're having that right now. To make us aware that this is who we are right now. This is what we are experiencing right now. And it's very wonderful, very powerful, very magical. But it's right now. We can learn to turn within. We do that in meditation. We can learn to listen to the divine within. We do that in introspection and imagination. And as we listen to that inner beingness that we are, we come to the realization that all is fantastic, all is magical, all is done right now. All is already in us. All knowledge, all wisdom, all thinking is already in us. Every thought that ever was thought, will be thought, is now living as a real thought in us. And we can capitalize on that thought. We can capitalize on that knowledge that all time is now. We can capitalize on the realization that we are living this right now. We are living this so beautifully, so perfectly, so magically right now, if we want to. Now, do you want to? Do you want to live right now and know all these things right now? And I would say, yes, we do. Yes, you do. This is our destiny, if you will. This is who we really are. This is where we're going in life. This is how we're revealing ourselves. We now know all, and we know it now, in the present moment now, in the present instant now. We now know all things. We say, I know that I know that I know. The divine in me knows the answer. Well, the divine is in you and me. The divine is in us, and the divine does know the answer, and the divine is the answer, and the divine is the question and the answer, the solution in every possible way. Glorious as it may be, wonderful as it may be, it is fantastic, because that's how it works. That's how the now works. Gloriously, beautifully, wonderfully, fully, in every beautiful way. In introspection now, turn within and turn on that inner radio station, that inner television station, that inner wisdom, and let it be revealed to you who you are and what you are. Let it come forth in your mind, in your heart, in your soul, all that you are, and know that it already is so. It already is known to you. It already is revealed to you. It already is the totality of your being. Know this now. Let this be who you are. Let this be your reality. Let this be your allness. And let it be now. Now is the acceptable time for my good. Now is the only time. Now is the only real reality in my life. Now is the only thing that I can ever visualize or imagine or dream or desire. Now. And I claim it now. I know it now. I am it now. And I love it now. And it's wonderful. It's fantastic. It's glorious. It's beautiful. It's the wisdom within me. The wisdom within you, the wisdom within all. So as you accept that wisdom, as you live that wisdom, as you enjoy that wisdom, you say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I am the divine in me, and I know the answer. And it is done now. I love you. I love you. I love you.